got round the turn, and I wanted to swear he would fly.
Woof, and woof again. The music downs down, and the non-chasers are back. Four wide panel for a third season, Andrew Gunner. For a third season, we are back like a little hermit crab in the night. We went away for 7 weeks, and then we came back and we found home. And here we are, just abreast across the studio. The cameras are rolling. The segments are going to be cracking. I'm just a little bit up and about because I was the Show Me the Money champ of last year.
Oh, please.
That is excellent. I said four because we have a new man. So out went the old Paddy. Yours truly stayed. You know, that's always going to happen.
Aussie Paddy stayed.
But we have a new man, and I'm going to introduce you. Now, all I've been told is that this man is known by the name Shagger.
Shagger.
So without further ado, welcome to the non-chasers for his very first attempt, his first run. Shagger, how are you, mate?
Cheers. I'm very well, thanks, Paddy.
Yes. How good's that? So I was expecting Shagger, real name?
Shannon,
to sort of roll in with a bit of an Irish twang. And he sounds like we've just pulled him off the scene of bloody Shannon Knowles, What About Me, sort of thing.
Don't do that to the poor bloke.
Where are you from, mate? What's your story and why greyhounds? Why are you so into them?
From Shepparton originally, and I've had a life around greyhounds, really. My dad was a greyhound trainer. My uncle was a trainer. My grandfather was a trainer and breeder. And my great-grandfather even had greyhounds before greyhound racing was even a thing in Australia. So, it sort of runs back pretty deep in my family.
So we've just gone and plucked the top echelon of greyhound pedigree straight out and chucked it in the non-chasers. Mate, that's awesome. How'd you get him? Andrew Gunner, I mean, you've got a bit of power these days up on the trading floor. Have you just?
I don't know about that, mate. We get we go to the market. We open the position up and we take the best candidate. And Shagger was that.
And then Big Shagger. Why are you called Shagger?
Because I nicknamed him.
Yeah, you have to go to Gunner for that one. This is.
I think it's going to stick though.
Oh, definitely will.
He's
stick.
He's trying his hardest to make
on
it
the
stick.
Non-chasers. Shagger. Kenny, you're also back, mate. How is it? Did you get anything? Get up to anything exciting over the break? Saw him on the tram the other day. We had a good yak.
Yeah, he had a good.
Did
break.
He pay for his ticket?
I've started paying for my ticket. Actually, yeah, I got caught. So
karma.
It was about to be a citizen's arrest by me. Actually, I thought you can't do that. No, Kenny, how you been, mate?
Yeah, getting on fine, clinging on here because Gunner's now sacked the second Irishman from the team.
Oh.
I'm the third one here. So Ryan's gone, Paddy's gone.
What's going on?
Clinging on.
They can't stay the course, the Irish lads. Well, I'm expecting Kenny's papers at any point.
So we had Rhino, you know, the great Irish hawk of yesteryear. And then we had Paddy, who came in and pinched hit a couple of times.
Yep.
And now you've gone out with the Irish in with the Shagger from Shepparton.
Yeah.
I like it. Very good.
Well, you
know, he's going to bring a wealth of knowledge. So I'm hearing that he's usurped you of the tipping roles.
Well, that's not difficult, but yes, he's much better than
he
I.
He said when your host of the non-chasers wins the yearly tipping competition in Show Me the Money, then
that is not true.
I've got to come in and just settle the score. So welcome aboard, Shagger.
Cheers.
Good to have you. And we'll, you know, we'll start talking about some of the greyhound news that's elapsed over the last 7 weeks. None more so than a little tidbit which
you're gonna ask
up.
Me what I got up to in the holidays.
Okay. Well, what did you do?
Fostered a greyhound. Young,
did you?
Young Harris for
Harris.
For about 2.5 weeks over the Christmas
you
period.
Fostered a greyhound called Harris.
I did.
How did that happen?
Well, I just wanted to do something and give back over the Christmas period.
So when you say so what a racing one or a pup?
This bloke didn't make it to the track, but
yep.
Didn't bother me. Just wanted to give one a home for a few weeks. And
was it a bit tough at the end of the 2.5 weeks when you had to...
It was. When I went and dropped him off up at Mount Mercer, he would not look at me. He looked like...
Why did you not? You're a heartless prick, mate. You didn't want to hold him for longer than 2.5 weeks.
He had a look on his face like I'd taken a shit in his shoes. He was not happy at all. But he has since found a permanent home, which is terrific. So that's the whole idea of fostering these greyhounds, is that you can give information back to Gap
Yep.
And then they can use that info to find them the best home.
Nice. I like it. Are you going to go again?
If I get time, it is difficult when you're commuting to work and back and living on your own.
If I get time,
mate, it's in the best interest.
Like he does a lot of work,
mate. Here. It's in the best interest of the dog, not mine.
Very good. Let's talk about the story which swept the greyhound world last week. A few craft beer enthusiasts, I'm told, named a dog Nose Beers, spelt KNOWS Beers, colloquially known for something else.
I actually had to look up what this was. I mean, call me wet behind the ears, but I had no idea what this term was. I actually had people from the tech department come up and tap me on the shoulder asking me what I typed into Google.
That says quite a lot about you. Anyway, stewards and officials forced this young group of gentlemen into a name change, and a few other little interesting names have popped up, sort of Nose Jose sort of stuff, and a few other little interesting ones. But it made us think. Here on the non-chasers, what names have got through or just haven't quite got through around? I mean, there's dogs in Ireland. I'm sure Shagger over here has got a couple of greyhounds running through his veins.
He probably named a few of those.
So is there any, or even horses, what are there any that come to mind off the top?
There was one years ago in America. I think it was a mistake because some greyhounds have monikers, and this comes from the arson line. And arse wouldn't be a common word in America, but they called their dog Arse on Fire. It's a personal favourite of mine.
Very good. Was it fast?
Liar, liar. Ass on fire.
Jenna?
I've got a few. My favourite greyhound of all time, Snap One Off. Not sure how that got through. I think he's actually still racing. Well, he certainly only retired recently, if that's the case. But he was a personal favourite. A few in the horse world. Horse that was running at the Gold Coast, Off to the Rippers.
Yep. That's fine. How about Raging Pole? That's dead set. That ran around the other weekend.
There used to be a dog in SA called Vertical Smile.
No, there wasn't. This is bad.
They're coming now, Shagger. You've surely got a couple for us.
I've got a couple more.
Mate, this is about Shagger.
Oh, right, okay, sorry.
You come in here talking about how
you're going to finish.
I was just wanting to finish the list.
You can come on at the end because I know you want to hit the line.
I'll wrap us up.
I just want to say to the listeners that Gunner's come in and said retirement might be on the cards soon. So
this is all I've got to contribute to the show, mate. Once this is out, I'm done.
A dead set plonk, and now he's talking over the bloke, star recruit, who's in box one. Shagger,
he has been chomping at the bit to get out back.
Shagger, what do you got for us?
But the old Norma Stitz.
Yeah.
Where did
old Norma put one foot in front of the other?
She used to get around Cranbourne, I think, mostly. Norma Stitz. another one, Tyson. At first take you... Don't think too much of it. Spelled T-I-H-S-O-N. If you're pretty handy at reading words backwards, you'll get that.
Very good.
I'm not sure exactly how I like that. But yeah.
There used to be an old Vic dog as well called Puma Pants.
Yep.
Puma Pants.
That's a Billy Birmingham favourite.
Bill Laurie on the 12th.
Do you remember Iced Ink? That was a dog spelled I-C-E-D and then ink, but when they call or called it, it sounded like you're saying he's stuck. Well done for the owners. Any more? Shags?
That's all from me.
Ooh.
I tend to like the cruder ones. There was one spelled R-U-N-Y-A, Runya Beach.
Oh, yes.
And what country was this?
These are all Oz, bar Arse on Fire. Okay. There's an Australian one called Blue Marwina. Blue Marwina.
Begs the question, are these stewards and officials, are they 75 years old just sitting there with a little monocle just giving them the one look over? And
maybe they're immature schoolboy humour people just like us.
Wow.
Kenny had one from the UK called G-Spot, which no bloke's ever found in the form guide.
Jeez, Gunner, you're pretty good.
Always 100. Always 100 to one, that one. So Casino Pussy.
Power play that to 500-1 for you, man.
That's right. Casino Pussy that runs around Rockhampton. Not so sure about that. And the dumbest one of all time that's not actually a funny name is a harness horse in WA called Hold All Tickets. So Hands and Wheels goes over the line first and Hold All Tickets for second. So he must be sitting there as a punter going, I'll wait for the stewards to clear on that. And then the final divs come up and it says Hold All Tickets. All right, I'll wait a little bit longer. What a stupid name. How could they possibly get that across?
Not stupid. It's genius and I love it.
Hold All Tickets in a photo. All
right. It is, I must say, it is a tricky process naming an animal. First hand with the punter's racehorse here, it was originally called Halal Snack Pack, but that was a band.
Well, Pauline Hanson in the ownership and didn't like
it. No, she, because you know that's the way that animals are. You know what I'm trying to say. So we
just move on, mate.
Yeah, I was trying to move on with the hands, but realised we're in a sort of audio platform,
yep.
And that doesn't really work. Let's talk about this dog Zipping Storm. Now, this happened, where was it?
Bendigo
yesterday or Wednesday.
Both the same thing. Yesterday and Wednesday.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, that's right. But this is recording on Thursday, mate.
Yeah, we have and then I'm going to post it
on Friday. All so right. If you listen on Sunday, then it will help that I'm saying Wednesday, mate. Right. I'm a thinker.
No, I don't think so.
Shut up. All right. Zipping Storm. Jumped well, $1.45 into $1.30. I mean, when that happens, Shag, they generally win, don't they?
Absolutely, you would expect so.
Can you describe to me what happened next? Because it was peculiar.
Well, he had a turn to the right and almost dance-like. He just took a little bit of a veer to the right.
This is at the start of the race.
Very early on after he pounced in front and everybody started queuing up to collect. He's ended up well back in the field, decided he wanted to have another crack, just stormed past, looked like it was going to be all over again. And then pretty hard to keep up with what he did in the home straight because it was a look to the left, took the taking out the his rival, I think was the number two, and then he's had a look to the right, had another look to the left, and, yeah, just made an absolute schmozzle of it.
You couldn't have written it better. He literally just pulled up just on the line and then yep. Something flashed over the top.
Yeah,
unbelievable. It was like he got up in the middle of the night and stepped on some Lego and didn't know where to walk.
Shopping trolley.
No, but as loyal sports bet people we are, we performed a justice refund in bonus bet. So anyone who backed Zipping Storm at Bendigo on Wednesday, get back in there and have another crack on us.
That's right. And if you backed it with someone else, why would you? Because exactly. You're not getting this service anywhere else.
Very good. Any other greyhound news of 7 weeks? It was enough for the papers to fill up. Anything from overseas? Anything from Trombone Park? Shepparton? Anything from there? Jagger?
Well, they changed the traps at Shepparton. 5 metres shorter distance now.
We've got the 385-metre start.
Really?
Yeah,
Shagger went to the working bee and helped him move.
Have been to a few working bees out there over the years, but not for that one.
SPC Park.
Yep.
Feral Frankie, the people's dog, off to stud.
Yep.
Talking about vertical smooths.
Oh, please. Feral Frankie. what will he get at stud? For the listener that wouldn't know, what would a dog like that get at stud?
Shagger?
Oh, I don't know. I have not been sort of tuned in with the breeding side of things for a few years. So yeah.
Well, Fernando for a straw, I think he might have started off maybe high four figures.
Yeah.
But since his progeny has just excelled on the racetrack, that's gone through the roof. He'd be somewhere in the $15,000 to $20,000 mark for a straw, wouldn't he, Shagger?
Oh, I'd be somewhere around that, I reckon. Yeah, he's just trying to have a look now. But yeah, no, he's
yeah,
defer elsewhere. As I said, haven't been keeping traps on the stud feeds for a while.
We promised him we wouldn't give any question without notice, and pushed him under the double decker.
So not sure where Ferrell will start, but if his runners start hitting the track and they start performing well, then you'll see him score.
How's our mate Pokey Bear going in retirement? Is he enjoying himself?
Oh, he might be enjoying himself, but he's certainly not servicing the fairer sex. That's for sure.
No, he's definitely not. The old Pokey Bear. All right, plenty of chit-chat. Did you hear about the Golden Retriever over in England on the weekend?
No,
Internet sensation. Did you hear about this?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Not really greyhounds, but there was like the Westminster dog show and some shitty little poodle won it. Sorry to any poodle listeners out there, but some poodle won it. And this golden retriever named Daniel was meant to be...
Who calls a dog Daniel?
I don't know. But Buddy Daniel was the most beautiful looking thing, and it didn't win. It came second, and it just took Twitter by storm, made the news. Everyone literally saying this is a disgrace. So
was this a looks thing, or was it...
Mate,
the
Daniel had it all. He had speed, or? He had elegance, he had poise.
So he's the opposite to you.
Well said. Well said. All right, let's take a breather. We're going to come back. We've got Group 1 racing at the Meadows on Saturday night. That is the place to be, right next to the Hume Highway. Great all-you-can-eat package. We'll get stuck in after a little breather. All right, nice first segment. We've sort of oiled our chains up, and we're going to get stuck in to some of the races flying around the Meadows on Saturday night. Group 1 racing, Kenny. You, as I said to you, I saw you on the train last year. Tram last week, not the train.
Yeah,
you said let's get this bloody podcast going again, mate, because we have some proper racing. What have we got? We've got the Temley, we've got the Zoom Top, and the
Rookie Rebel.
Now Gunner rolled in saying, "Are these all named after dogs?" Clearly they are, Gunner. I thought you had a little bit of greyhound acumen when it came to this stuff.
Moving on.
But all right, let's get stuck into the races. First one of the group ones is the Zoom Top, and that would be over 725 metres for Zistayers. And our favourite here is number 6 out of the green. It's Here's Tears, rhymes for Robbie Britton. I like that. Number 1, Tornado Tears, second favourite. Finally got box 1 at $4.20. Number 4, Just Terms, $5. Number 5 out of the yellow, you know I like them, True Detective at 6. Number 3, Blue Moon Rising at $8.50. Boom Down out of the 2 box at 9. And then following them is Blazing Cartier and Annie Lava at $26. I'm going to start with Shagger. I'm going to throw him straight in the deep end. Give us a little analysis. Who do you like? How do you think it's going to map out in this sort of first group one of the year? Am I right in saying, gents?
Second.
Yeah, okay. Certainly not the first.
Well, I've teed myself up for a nice little smart fact, and I've failed. So, Shagger, the floor is yours, mate.
All right. Well, yeah, it's a little bit hard to go past.
Before you start, I know I'm talking a lot here, but I have been told that this man is a genuine guru and knows his shit like the back of his hand. So tune in to Shag.
Just a bit of pressure on now. I like
pressure at all. Mate, bit. When your dad, your grandfather, your great-grandfather and all your pets are greyhounds, that's what you get. Fill us in, Shags. Shagger.
Right. Well, yeah, I think hard to look past his recent track record run at Sandown over the 7:15. I think he could jump to the front.
Shout out to Pete O'Neill, who will be heartbroken that Miata's track record has been broken.
Mate, leave it to Shagger. Right? Okay, thank you.
You'll get a turn.
Pete O'Neill, friend of the show.
Tornado Tears, he's very rarely drawn in box one and has a pretty good record from the inside. Looked a bit awkward in the last start at Cannington, but I think from that rails draw and with Boom Down in the 2, he might just get enough room early on to put up a good show and just trail in behind His Tears. I thought if you're looking for anything with a little bit more value, Blazing Cartier could be the one to get on.
$17 into 14, Shagger. Mm. Did you price it at $17?
Slightly shorter.
Exactly. So he wouldn't get it wrong. Kenny, what's your take?
I like Boom Down. I got my WA hat on again. There's a bit of early pace in the race. Tornado Tears is doing his thing at the bends. He might put the brakes on, hold up a few on the inside. Boom Down's an absolute bang reeler. So if he can sneak up the inside, he'll have a chance. He's $9 at the minute. He will drift, so he might get a bit of value in the place there as well. But don't bet now. Bet me off.
Ooh, like that. A little bit of info from Kenny.
Betting advice. It's good. Like
an exotic, Shagger? You got a little exotic for this group one?
Ooh, I hadn't put one together, but if you're going to go maybe a trifecta, 1-6 to win, 1-2-6-7 second, maybe throw in the 5 with that and then go again, same dogs plus the 4 for third.
I like it. He put Boom Down in there for you, mate. He wasn't going to completely stitch you up. He wasn't going to completely stitch you up. All right, the sixth race at the Meadows on Saturday night. Not quite sure what's happening with the race cards and the timings at the moment. I think that's a Greyhound Racing Victoria issue, but saying it's at 9:30 in the morning, which is not the case. We had to race six, the Rookie Rebel Group One, over 600 metres. Now, your favourite here is number two for Jacqueline Greeno. Out of the
just Jackie, mate.
Jackie Greeno. $3.50, open at $4, and they came for Often Imitated at $3.50. Number three, Rajasthan, Picket Fence for Robert Camilleri, $3.70. Number four, Waging War, $4.80. There's a horse called Waging War. Are there many names that are shared by both horses and greyhounds?
Yeah, there's a harness horse called Lochinvar Hugo, which is also was a dog, not racing anymore, I don't think. Blue Moon Rising is a harness horse.
Really?
Come back to me. There's another one. There's a horse that runs in WA that shares a name of a retired dog. I'll think of it and I'll just blurt it out.
You'd think there'd be more crossover, wouldn't you?
I do know of another one, Skyfire, that used to go around as a greyhound. Was one that we actually owned.
Skyfire raced Winks, didn't it?
And then
I think
was
it did, and got absolutely spanked. It was a genuine.
That's no disgrace.
Well, it was a genuine bush battler, and it somehow got into a. I think it was in the Turnbull, the one that won by 8 lengths.
Yep.
Skyfire came. It was 500-1 and came 40 lengths last. Well played, Skyfire. Anyway, we digress. Right, number four, Waging War, $4.80. Drifting. Number one, Perfect Marshall, $7.50. Number 10, Rockstar Prince at $8. Number five, Weblek Eagle at 10. Number nine, Stein Brenner, number 10, at $10, sorry. And then number seven, Twitchery at $14. Number six, Velocity Bettina, who's put some wins on the board and is at $15. This is a big, exciting race. It's the Group 1 rookie, Rebel Shagger. Take it away.
Well, yeah, here I thought Often Imitated would be hard to beat. Was very prominent early, Cranmer Cup and a lot of other races over the 500, so I thought he might be able to beat Rajasthan out or at least hold him out early and get the bickies for the Rookie Rebel.
Get the Schmackos.
What's that?
The Schmackos.
Yeah. And perhaps, Rajasthan, Waging War, and another couple that could potentially lead that race, even Perfect Marshall. There's a fair bit of pace on the inside, but looking at Often Imitated.
Some talented pooches, you know, Ken Wardo, what do you got for us?
I'm actually in the same boat. I think Often Imitated is going to get on I think he's going to get on the reel fairly early. I think the theory on Rajasthan is that he doesn't like early pace on his inside.
No.
So if that is the dog you like, he'll probably take a drift there as well, so don't be taking that 370.
Did beat Often Imitated when it was drawn one and Rajasthan two at Sandown recently.
You are no longer a tipster, all right? You're merely just a co-host on here.
All right.
Leave it to these guys.
Anyway, back to the medals.
get back in your hole, man.
Just that dog you mentioned there as well, Velocity Bettina. It's in flying form up in Queensland. It's hard to tell how that's going to translate down here, but it's definitely worth a place bet.
I can give you that tip. Ipswich form is not that good. Sorry, Velocity Bettina.
$4 for the place.
Even though she wasn't basing it in Twitch. There we go. All right, well, there you have it. Two of the tips is going Often Imitated. You know where I'll be throwing my money a bit later this evening. The last race of the Group 1, the Meadows. A little bit scratchy, first show of the year. That's all right. 525 metres. The Group 1, Temlee. Your favourite is number three, Simon Told Helen at $2.50. Number five, Whiskey Ride at $4.20. Number two, Good Odds Harada, $6.50. Number one, King Kratos at $7. And the rest you can start to, you're starting to get that into double figure odds. I won't bore you with them. Shagger, is it all about Simon Told Helen at $2.50?
It is. Early pace is king for these races. And I think Simon Told Helen will find the lead. Whiskey Ride certainly could put up a fair bit of a challenge to it, but I just think if he can hold him out, that he might just skip away to a long enough break to hold on and win.
Like it, and he just gets it right, Kenny.
Simon Told Helen is guaranteed the lead up here. It's going to cross over Good Odds Harada and take that out of the race. The one I fancy here is Whiskey Riot. Mm-hmm. It ran this dog down in the heats of the Melbourne Cup. And if Whiskey Ride's anywhere near him at the first bend, he will catch Simon Told Helen.
Very good. I like it. All right. There you go. Gunner, I'll give you one tip. That's all I will afford you.
Out of the three races?
Yeah.
Tornado Tears.
Tornado Tears.
Yep.
Big. Juicy. All right. Quick break. Come back. Favourite segments. And the big show me the money as your reigning champion just butters up to go again. Quick breather. We'll be back after this. All right. I'm Ben here on the Non-Chase. It's been a strange show. It's going to be quite long. We've talked a little bit of turkey. Gunner and Kenny have
raised my eyebrows slightly over the last 5 minutes. Shag is best on by far. And we're flying. Now, we're going to get into dog food.
Ach, chum, it's so chumpy, you get carve it.
My favourite segment, Shagger. How this works is I'm going to say something. It's a name. Now, in this instance, it's either the name of a dog or a pet insurance company.
Right.
Okay. Poor old Rufus over the holidays had to go to the vet. Today I did the pet insurance claim, so.
Why? It's the biggest scam of all time, mate.
No, it's not. 85% off, mate. No excess.
Yeah, well, thanks, I guarantee you end up paying more for the insurance than you do for the vet bills,
that's,
but anyway.
That's fine, but it's peace of mind. Anyway, let's not talk about that. How it works, Shagger, we're all going to have our buzzer. Kenny, can you give me a buzzer?
No excess.
No excess. Like it. What's your buzzer, Gunner?
Insurance rebate.
Oh, my God. Kenny, I mean, Shagger, just give us a nice simple buzzer.
Shagger.
Yes. Shagger. All right. I'm going to say the name. You're either going to tell me if this is a dog or if this is a pet insurance company. Question number one, as the music just rolls up there in the background, my favourite. Number one, Figo.
Shagger.
Shagger. What is it?
We're going to go with a dog name.
No, it's not. That's a poor start. It's clearly, if it's Kenny, if
but
it's
I got
not,
him before I got her, I get clearly, the point.
No, it's just moving on.
You changed the rules.
That's an American pet insurance company known for great value for smaller dogs. There you go, it is.
Great value for smaller dogs.
Yes.
Interesting punchline.
Hey, mate, I didn't write it. Number two. Aspica.
Gunner.
Yes.
That's an insurer.
It is. It's actually not a name. It's just the letters, but I kind of typed out the name anyway. It's the ASPCA. It's a Chicago pet insurance company. All right, Gunner, 1-0. Question three. Abundant Health.
Gunner. Dog.
Correct. Good for me. It's a dog. 2012. Raced twice. Came last twice, and I never raced again. Zero prize money. Abundant Health. Good dog. Number four. Pet Sounds.
No excess.
Yes.
It's a dog.
It is. It is a dog. 2008, 31 starts, 2 wins, $3,500 prize money. 1 to Gunner.
2.
1 to Kenny. Shut up. It's 1.
2.
No, that's demonstrative demeanour from you to the umpire.
You don't even know what demonstrative means. I'm surprised you can say it.
I do. That's 1. And I'm going to give Shagger a point. So we're all on 1.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, this seems like a fair game.
We're all on 1. We're all on 1 going into the final question.
Yeah, I'm getting screwed here, much like when you do have pet insurance. So how poignant of the whole show.
Question 5. Keith's Insurance.
Is that no excess. Shagger.
Is that a dog or an insurance?
That's a dog.
Yes, it's a dog. And Shagger was a dog in 2004.
How do you spell Keith?
Keith.
Not K-double-E-F-E.
No, Keith's Insurance is a dog in 2004. Unraced. You can look it up on the Greyhound Recorder. Shagger, he's on fire. He's won the first episode of
Keith's
installment
insurance.
Of
Love it.
Dog food in 2020. Show me the money.
Here comes the money.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money.
I'm going to kick us off, boys. I'm going to go with number 2 in the Rookie Rebel. Often imitated. $3.50, full strength bet $100 on to kick off proceedings for 2020.
All right, Tornado Tears, and I've just got a text message to say I'm not in a meeting. I should be, so I better go.
Oh, okay, well, can I just ask one thing before you go?
Yes.
So, multi this week, I hear you've got a little bit of power. We used to offer if only 2 legs got up at 1.
Yes.
Are the rumours true we can offer that?
Yes.
Yes.
Go for your life.
Get out of here. All right, well, we've only got 2 more minutes anyway, but nice to see you where your allegiances lie. Tornado Tears for Gunner. Shagger, who are you going to keep? Close the door, please, Gunner.
We'll go Simon Told Helen.
Simon Told Helen and Kenny.
I'm going to go with Whiskey Wright.
Whiskey Wright.
Yeah.
I like it. All right. Very good. There's Show Me the Money. Now, this is juicy, and the fact that he had to run off is annoying, but you may have heard me there. We used to offer something very special when it came to multis. 3 legs, but only 2 legs needed to get up for it to be paid out. Okay? Max bet $50. We're all going to put together a little multi here, and this is going to be the first non-chasers multi of the year, and it's going to get the punters off to a flyer. My leg, I'm sticking with my guns, is going to be $1.50. Often imitated to place at $1.50. Kenny, what is yours?
In that race?
No, it doesn't have to be in that race.
Oh, I reckon the leg each. I get it now. Yeah.
So our multis work,
Ken. I will go with...
Kenny.
I'll go with Whiskey Riot to win.
Nah, don't go to win. It's too hard. I want it to place. I want it to win.
You want it to place?
I want this multi to win.
Oh, yeah.
So go up to place.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay. You go up to place. Shagger, bring us home.
Oh, so we want a place bet here.
We want a place bet. I needed to stipulate. Place bet.
Right. We'll go the tiers. Tornado tiers.
Let's go in the tiers in race five, the Zoom top. That's juicy. Now, that multi pays $3.84, but you only need two legs for it to pay out. That's unprecedented.
Not bad.
Unprecedented. We used to do it. We got nipped on the bud, but now Gunner tells me we can do it and offer it this week. That's the multi. Often imitated Whiskey Riot Tornado tiers to place. You only need two out of three. Gentlemen, it's been rough and ready, but we got through it. It's been fun. How'd you feel you went there, Shags?
Well, we'll see once the results come through on Saturday night. But otherwise, great fun.
Nah, I like it, mate. Good to have you on here, Kenny. Good to see you, mate.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. We'll be back for the Australia Cup.
Absolutely, we will. Australia Cup. As always, everyone, gamble responsibly. If you are having a crack on the Greyhounds, have a listen to the other podcasts on the Sportsbet Podcast Network. We've got about eight. Kenny, I know you're a loyal listener to all of the fruits of the podcast world.
Oh, yeah. If you think this one's good, like, you need to check out the rest.
Absolutely. Look at that. He's learning well. That's it. We'll be back next week for more non-chasers action. Great stuff, Shagger. And listeners, we'll see you when I'm looking at you. Bye.